It's difficult for us, in fact, probably impossible for us, to imagine what it would be like to be born blind. Unless that is our experience of life, we can only begin to fathom that. And even more difficult, yea, impossible, to imagine what it would be like to go from being born blind to be able to see. From that darkness into light. As I thought about my own experience of life, I remembered one particular moment where perhaps I got a little glimpse of what this might be like. I was a sophomore in high school, and I went to my usual checkup with my eye doctor, and he sent me home with the dreaded prescription for glasses. And I still remember when I got my glasses, putting them on, walking outside, and realizing what I didn't even know I hadn't been seeing for a long time. The most memorable thing was the trees were no longer just kind of blobs of green, but there were individual leaves there on the tree that now I could pick out and see. That's merely a shadow, I think, of what the experience must have been like for this man in the gospel who had only known blindness, not even poor vision, but blindness from birth. And now, thanks to the favor of the Lord, he could see. But this miracle in the gospel, like all of the miracles that our Lord works, is not merely about one particular individual receiving a unique, indeed extraordinary, favor from the Lord. Because Jesus worked his miracles not just for those individuals, but for the world. There's a reason that the church continues to proclaim in the gospels these mighty works of the Lord. Something deeper is always at work. There's a profound spiritual significance to every work of Christ. And he actually tells us up front today, before he works the miracle, what that deeper spiritual purpose is. He's posed with this question: who's to blame for the fact that this man is blind? Did he sin, or was it his parents? And how did our Lord respond? It is so that the works of God might be made visible. Notice the words, be made visible. The deeper spiritual significance of this work of Christ is a call to all of us to awake from the blindness of doubt to the vision of faith. He is going to work this miracle in order to manifest who he is, God incarnate, working in the world. And you can see this play out after the man is healed in these three different interactions he has. First, he speaks with his neighbors who question him about what has happened. And he says, "The man called Jesus, he healed me." But then you begin to see a progression as now he is called before the Pharisees and they question him. And no longer is it merely the man they call Jesus, but now he says he is a prophet. You see, he's awakening not just to physical sight, but to the light of faith. And it all culminates when Jesus seeks him out again and asks him the question whether he believes. And now what does he call the man Jesus, the prophet? "I do believe, Lord." And St. John tells us he worshiped him. You see, this man came to faith in God, incarnate in our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is that step to which we are all invited as we ponder this miracle. St. Paul spoke about it in the second reading today. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. In other words, what St. Paul is saying is that every one of us were born blind spiritually, but we have been enlightened by the gift of faith given to us above all in our baptism. And so St. Paul goes on, live as children of light. There's a consequence of coming to faith for our lives. It's interesting as you reflect upon the very beginnings of the gospel passage today. The man, it almost seems, had no choice in the matter of what happened to him. Unlike many of the other miracles of our Lord, this man doesn't go looking for Jesus. He doesn't cry out to him like the blind Bartimaeus as he walks by. And even our Lord himself doesn't first say, "Do you want me to heal you?" He just spits in the ground, makes clay, wipes it in his eyes, and heals him. But something very different happens on the spiritual plane. When it comes to our spiritual blindness, we have a choice to make. That's why St. Paul says, live as children of light. Really, when you boil it down, in our lives, we have two choices. We can simply blindly go along with all the ups and downs and fads of the world in which we live. The false lights of the world that can dazzle us, but really are darkness compared to the light of faith. Or we can choose the way of Christ, the light of the world. We can welcome that gift of faith and then live as children of the light. The difficulty is that the first choice really often is not all that difficult. The first choice is, to use the image of the river, just flowing along with the currents of the world. The second choice, to follow Christ, often means swimming against the current. It means embracing the full truth of Christ and his church, countercultural and difficult as it may be. And it's so clear that there is this dichotomy before us that we must choose. Maybe it's the most obvious in our day and age in how far the world is from what Christ and his church teach about our sexuality. But it's not only there. It's in that invitation to not put our trust in the fleetingness of wealth and prestige. It's in choosing to believe and to practice our faith in a world that is becoming more and more atheistic. And ultimately, what is before us in this choice is the risk of being thrown out by the world. Is this not what happened to the man born blind with the Pharisees? After their dialogue, they threw him out. You don't see things our way. They canceled him, to use our own modern language. We might be canceled by the world if we live as children of the light. But that's okay. Because when this man was thrown out, our Lord sought him, welcomed him, and gave him the strength to live as a child of the light, with his heart fixed not on the fleetingness of the false lights of this world, but on that eternal light, that beacon that awaits us on the shores of heaven. Let's ask our Lord today, as he offers himself for us here in this Holy Mass, to renew in us that coming to light of faith, to renew in us the great gift of that healing of our spiritual blindness that we received in baptism, and to give us the strength we need to live as children of the light, to bear our cross in this life, so as to experience with him the fullness of life in the resurrection. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.